Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less overthinking, more chill existence. We're diving deep into something super powerful today. Anger. It's a feeling we all know, that fiery beast that can take over in an instant. Ever had one of those moments where you just wanted to scream at the top of your lungs? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, anger doesn't have to control us. We can learn to tame it, understand it, and even use it as fuel for positive change. That's what we're all about here on Overthinking Cure. Quiet your mind, practical tools to navigate life's crazy roller coaster with grace and a whole lot of calmness. So, buckle up because today's episode is packed with insights that can help you overcome anger and find that inner peace we're all craving. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll rock your world. First things first, recognize the triggers. We all have those things, situations or people that set us off like a firework on the 4th of July. Is it traffic? A rude barista? Maybe it's a certain conversation topic with your family? Figure out what sets you off, because awareness is the first step to taking control. You know that feeling when you're starting to get heated, your heart rate picks up, and your fists clench? That's your body screaming, danger. Learn to listen to those signals early on. Next up, breathe. Seriously, it's that simple yet powerful. When anger hits, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a count of 4, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times. It sounds basic, but it can work wonders in calming your nervous system and giving you a moment to pause before reacting impulsively. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your anger response. Now, let's talk about communication. When anger flares up, it's easy to lash out or shut down completely. Instead, try expressing yourself calmly and assertively. Use I statements instead of blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me late," try, "I feel stressed when we run behind schedule." This helps you communicate your feelings without attacking the other person, creating a more productive conversation. Another game changer is challenging those negative thoughts that fuel your anger. You know those thoughts like, "This is so unfair," or, "They're trying to make my life miserable." Try reframing them in a more positive light. Ask yourself, "Is this really the end of the world? Can I learn something from this situation? Are there other ways to look at it?" By shifting your perspective, you can break free from anger's grip. Finally, remember self-care is non-negotiable. When you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, it's easy for anger to bubble over. Prioritize activities that help you relax and recharge, whether it's going for a walk, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a hot bath. Remember, a calm mind is more resilient to anger's effects. Ever feel like you're just on edge, snapping at everything and everyone? Imagine this. You're stuck in rush hour traffic, horns blaring, people driving erratically. The stress is mounting, your blood pressure is rising, and you're about to explode. But then, instead of letting anger take over, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is temporary, and focus on something positive, like the amazing playlist you've curated for your drive home. You might even smile at another driver, spreading a little bit of kindness in the chaos. So, let's recap. We learned to recognize our anger triggers, use deep breathing as a calming tool, communicate assertively instead of lashing out, challenge those negative thoughts that fuel our rage, and most importantly, prioritize self-care. Remember, conquering anger isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about mastering our emotions so they don't control us. Go out there, take what you learned today, and apply it to your life. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little nudge in the right direction, leave a review if you loved it, or even if you just chuckled along, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. Let's keep on navigating this crazy world together, one calm breath at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.